I've hunted from high and low. I've looked them in the eye. I dream about the perfect way.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Welcome everybody here on StreamLounge. Welcome everybody listening there on as a podcast on the Place Nation Pop Experience. Sorry about the fumble there. Yeah, we're doing these Pixar short rewatches here, exclusive at Podcast. We're about to watch The Legend of Mordu from 2012. An eccentric witch from the Brave film tells in the untold story of how a benevolent king gave his four sons equal leadership of the kingdom. The eldest son, however, felt betrayed by his three brothers' decision to rule the kingdom together since the king had passed away from old age. The eldest son turned to the witch to grant him his wish in order to outmatch his three brothers. He immediately decided his fate by turning himself into a bear instead of mending his bond with his brothers. As a result, the unnamed kingdom fell and was soon forgotten. Since then, the eldest son remained trapped inside a black bear, and he begins to roam around the forest until the curse can be broken. So basically, this is the untold story that we had in Brave of Mordu, who was the black bear that took Fergus's leg. And we get that little legend, and they do tell somewhat of this tale, and we actually get to watch the tale. So let's see what happens here. So we're going to watch this on Disney Plus, and let's hit that play button in 3, 2, 1. Okay. We got a Pixar open here. Now, I've actually never seen this short before. I don't know why this eluded me for so long, but I'm actually curious after just rewatching Brave on my last full-length feature Pixar watch here. There's Julie Waters, who voices the witch in the original. And we visited this before. This is where Merida goes to figure what's going on, which has the witch curses our mother and she turns into a bear. I do really love when you get to fill in the blanks on things, when you get to watch, you know, a movie and you don't see everything that happens, and then they reveal it later on. So there's our king. The sons are all different looking. They get wise, compassionate, just, strong. Those are all qualities you want in a leader. Oh. So it looks like this is kind of similar to George and AJ, where it's not a full, you know, CG animated. It's more almost looking hand-drawn to a point and showing stills and doing some effects around them. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That's where bad things start to happen. It kind of looks like what's his face from Guardians of the Galaxy, the bad guy, right? Oof. He ripped it. So they did the rip the tapestry thing, and that's what had to be repaired to break the curse, right? I mean, 3 against 1, right? Oh, they split up into the 4 clans. And that's where we have the clans in the movie Brave. And this is unnecessary bloodshed here and loss of life because they just can't get along. I mean, would you put that on the king, though, for not having a true heir, right? And we get the rocks there, the stones. Yes, that's a place we visit. And then there's the Will of the Wisps that leaves Merida in Brave to the hut to meet this old lady. She's talking about herself, a younger version of her. The crow's like, enough of this. Oh, there she is. Oh, boy. That's an unholy transaction there, right? She still did it, though. Oh. Puts it on him. And what decision is he going to make? That's kind of a Sophie's choice there. Oh, boy. The brothers couldn't do anything here and stop him? Right? Yeah. Yeah. Yep. That can't be good. What is a spellbreaker? Mend it. Yeah, mend the stone, man. Right? Oh. That shows that he doesn't have the character or heart that you would think he had. You know, yeah, he can't really communicate with them. Get mistook, right? Oof, kind of violent there. Just throwing him off the top of that mountain. Yep, see, he basically doomed the whole kingdom, right? Family, that's what's important. Not good. You gonna come back here? Oh, boy. That is, I forget which one it is. Is it McDermott? I think. Doesn't seem to be the sharpest knife in the drawer there, right? All right. That was a fun one. Like I said, I really do enjoy when we get to pull back the curtain here. That was Dingle, that's right. Not McDermott. It's hard to remember all the Scottish names, right? I apologize once again for my Scottish accent. But no, it was definitely a fun one, one I'm glad I watched. Definitely should watch this after watching Brave. I highly recommend it. Just so you can kind of see, I don't know, I guess empathize with Mordu. And not humanize him, but kind of feel bad for him and feel why he became the way he did and why the legend is the legend. And they were so bent on uniting the tribes with the marriage of Merida to one of the three suitors. So, yeah, definitely a fun short. You should watch it. If you're just listening to this in audio form, I thank you. But go watch the short and have a good time. All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for coming in later on Screen Lounge. And those of you listening to Popcorn, thank you very much. We'll see you next time on Pop Goes the Classics, our Pixar Pod Blast series.